Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
Bobby Flay just walked in. He's about to judge our stuff off.
Oh, I'm nervous.
We're so excited. So nervous. I'm nervous for all the rest of you people.
Because yours is so good.
I'm nervous for them.
But I feel like you have nothing to worry about because you've already won. So that's like off your plate already. You're yeah, I've been there, done that.
I've already tasted my stuffing.
Yeah.
And I know that it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to win.
But I heard you plotting on how you were going to subtly drop hints.
Yes.
About which one was yours.
No. I'm not going to drop hints.
Okay.
Anyway, so Bobby Flay is going to come in and judge the stuff off. And technically, we call it, where I'm from, we call it dressing and not stuffing. Because okay. It's not stuffed in a bird.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to get into that in a minute. Bobby Flay is here. We've got stuffings to eat. I call them dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we all have a unique twist on our different concoctions.
I heard you were cheating already. That's what I heard.
I'm not cheating.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, no. You were trying to get tips from him as to how to make it taste better. Not cool.
Okay, by the way, you're not even here, so you have no voice.
That's because I have the flu. It's not my fault.
You have no voice.
And Elvis, what's with the stick of butter?
Okay, I'm trying to take a break, but people keep asking questions. You have lost all control of this show. Here's what I'm saying. I brought a little chicken stock and a little butter to moisten it up, and I offered it to each and every one of you bozos.
Yeah, you asked the judge. You go, hey, Bobby, can I ask you something?
Oh, look who's here.
Here he comes.
Oh,
listen.
What?
The tension in here is insane.
You know what? They make it this way. This is what they do. Ungrateful little turds.
It's unreal. I have so many stories. I can't wait. Let's do this.
All right. I offered my chicken stock and my butter to every single one of you people. Come on, ding dong. Pull it together. I told you, I don't even want to win this thing.
Yes, like you want to win when you were cheating.
I wasn't cheating.
Bobby Flay, help me.
All right, let's take the break. When we come back, the stuff off is on. I like this relaxing music.
This is unbelievable.
What's wrong there, Bobby Flay?
Well, you're sitting in front of this board that you've sat in front of for like the last 45 years. And you're not sure how to use it.
I don't know how to use it.
Scary, what's your title? We were trying to figure this out.
I'm executive producer, but I'm also Elvis's eyes and ears. So I press buttons for him.
Yes, he does a very good job.
What?
He's senior executive producer.
He's snuck in ahead of them. Hey, anyway, so Bobby Flay is here. It's, of course, this is our stuff off. And so
5 years later,
I've never been part of this, and I've been here for 4 years.
Well, you know what, Gandhi already. People are saying she's a shoe-in to win this thing.
You've been here for 4 years already.
4 years.
I keep thinking of you as the new girl.
I am. Well, I mean, 2 years you got to take out for that pandemic. So,
that's true. You know. All right, baby, hot sauce.
Here we go.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
We already know. We already know she's going to win this thing.
Why?
Why?
Because first of all, you'll know exactly which one is hers.
Why do you say that?
Are you going to use any ingredients or spices close to your...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Sure. Yes. Scary as an observation, yes. What might that be?
You know when you're watching the cooking shows and they're having the competition and it comes down for the final 10 seconds and they have to get their food plated and the mic is disqualified? Okay, that's what I was going through back there because there's not enough appliances to go around and Elvis had to get his stuff in the oven, so I was going... I did a microwave detour and I don't know if it's going to be good now.
We have two microwave ovens. We have the atomic toaster. It's going to be fine. I think you're overthinking
this. I just want to say a couple things.
Okay, go right ahead.
Because we announced this, a few weeks ago?
Yes.
You guys have been literally in a tornado since then.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've watched from a distance... I've watched everybody in the studio really kind of whip themselves into like a frenzy over this. This is insane. First of all, a couple of you have been on the dark web looking for recipes for sure. Actually, I'm not gonna give up any names because you know I'm like a vault. However, somebody texted me and actually offered me money to make it for them.
Of course, Danielle.
Well, I'm not gonna say that.
No, of course, she's the only one.
She didn't like the price.
And then she didn't show up.
She's from the Bronx.
I don't know who it was. Also, and then somebody was looking for stale bread yesterday.
That was Gandhi.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
It was me. I posted it. I didn't know you could buy it, number one.
You can make...
I had no idea.
Make it. Just go get bread and put it in the oven on a low temperature for a while. It makes it stale, right?
This is how you know I don't cook.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Listen, you know what?
Hey, idiot.
Here's, okay, you know how it is when you sit down and play poker with your friends and someone says, well, I've never played poker before. Let me join you boys. And they beat everyone.
Yeah.
That's going to be Gandhi today.
I called my mom.
It's sort of like I came up with a bread pudding recipe for one of the restaurants 1 year ago, and I let the servers taste it, and I was going through all the ingredients, and one of the ingredients was day old bread in it, and one of the servers raised their hand and said, "What's day old bread?" Pretty much, it's like who's buried in Grant's tomb.
Yeah. It pretty much explains itself, doesn't it?
Exactly.
How do you make stale bread? Leave it out.
Look, I don't even know how we started this, but we started it years ago. Then it went away, and then it's back. And then thank God you agreed to come in here, or you were volunteered to come in here.
I know.
Appreciate that.
And I swear I didn't get sick on purpose so that I wouldn't have to make stuffing. I swear to gosh.
And I'm just going to tell you right now, I did not try to get a sponsorship from Tums or Pepsi AC out of this.
Oh, you should have.
I did not do it.
You should've.
I should have. I mean, you know, the sponsorship world is in, you know.
You're going to taste some average, decent stuffings tonight.
Well, I always come here for mediocrity, so here we go.
Oh, my God.
And God knows you always you always deliver.
No. True that.
There is that.
I have to say, I know some people's feelings have gotten hurt over the stuff off years, but I'm turning over a new leaf.
No!
I'm going to be only positive.
No. Then just go home. March out that door and go
home.
They
want Simon Cowell. That's what they want.
You want controversy?
Bobby, yeah. We want you to just say what's on your mind. There's no filter, no editing.
Okay. Bring it on. Okay. Look, here's the thing. Okay, so I talked it over with Nate. And the way we're going to, I said, do I just award a winner? And he said, no, I want you to go 5-4-3-2-1. So we're going to know whose is the least favorite.
Oh,
exactly.
To the top. Wait,
I want everyone to hold on a second. Please, hold on a second. You need a piece of paper to write on.
Yeah.
Can you supply that for him, please?
Yes.
Can you do it sometime? Let's get organized here. It's the stuff off.
Sometime.
2022.
Sometime before Thanksgiving.
There's a marker.
Okay, Danielle, what did you want to say?
Doesn't he need a palate cleanser or something for, like, after every one?
I can hit your missile.
Because if one tastes like
dog
crap.
I'd like some vanilla ice cream, please.
Yeah, you don't want any of that dog crap left on the next stuffing. The next one's really good. It's going to have a little crap taste to it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe like a little shot of tequila between tastes.
No problem.
Okay, I'll say yes, Nate.
They're getting cold, so we need to do this
Well, mine's
now.
In the oven, so it shouldn't be cold.
It just came out.
Well, then bring him in.
Elvis, don't let me know which one is yours.
Well, okay. Do we have music?
Sometimes you tip your hand.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Voice is that?
I think it's Ronnie.
Pretty good.
Will throw up, but all will throw down. It's now the stuff off, and here is bowl number one. You look at it with your eyes, taste it with your eyes, and tell us what you see.
Is there a title for this one?
No, it's just kind of a blind taste test, although that one looks pretty good to me.
Obviously.
Nate.
Okay, so Bobby is now trying the stuffing.
Also, how many people made one of my recipes from
mine's original. Not today.
Not mine. Mm.
This one is actually very good.
Talk about it.
Wow. Whoa.
Talk about it.
Well, the bread was obviously stale, so it absorbed a lot of the moisture. But also, it's not dry, which is a good thing. It has sausage running through it, kind of like a sweet sausage. I'd rather sort of a spicy sausage, but that's just a personal thing. Looks like there's some fresh thyme running through it, some celery, some carrots, some onions. I would say this is actually very good.
I see apple
Whoa.
In there as well.
Mm.
There's apple in here.
Did you get a bite of the apple?
Oh, there's
Hey, stay out of this.
Nate, you're leading the witness.
No, I'm not.
It's okay.
It needs to be a good representative bite.
You need to take several bites.
The apple may ruin it.
Right, be careful. He really liked it.
Nate, you're still married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just to make sure. Did your wife make this?
Mean?
Well, I mean, listen, things change.
No, by the way, Nate. I'm not saying that's Nate's, but Nate knows his way around the kitchen.
I'm okay. Do I rate it now or just wait?
No. Just you may have to go back and reevaluate as you taste new ones.
I'm just gonna make like a note.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go.
It says okay on it.
Here is stuffing number two.
Stuffing number two.
All right.
Interesting. A stuffing that looks like it has cornbread. Which I'm into. This kind of looks like mine.
It's not yours.
No, not I. No,
how
trust
you
me.
Gee,
I didn't make,
who made it.
I didn't make any of these, but it looks like what could be one of my recipes.
The good thing about this one is you have the edges if you want a crunchier bite, and yes. You have the middle if you want like a softer bite.
I like that. So it's called dressing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's dressing.
Mm, who told
this is
you about
good
that?
Too. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
But you're not as good as the first
this one.
I like the cornbread. I like the sausage running through it. There's some fresh herbs in here as well. Is it rosemary, maybe?
There's some rosemary in there. There's some... Hold on. There's some sage. There's also some Calabrian chilies, which it needs more.
Yes. Actually, it has a nice little Calabrian chili bite. I feel like I'm in the south of Italy right now.
I wanted
this
it,
is not a blind taste
this
test,
is
by
not
the way.
No.
I wanted nice. It to be spicier, and those Calabrian chilies are hot, but these just didn't stick. Okay, here's number three.
This is the most 2020 vision taste test, blind taste test ever, by the way.
Okay.
Well, wait, what are you seeing? What, describe.
I'm seeing it looks like on first blush, it looks a little dry, okay, but I haven't tasted it yet, so let's see what the story is. It's very crumbly.
I can smell it from here. It smells delicious. Mm-hmm.
Is this bread?
Potentially.
Oh, boy.
I heard. I don't know if it's mine.
Well, what do you mean, is this bread? Either it's bread or it's not. Right. What is it,
it's
Gandhi?
Spicy. No, it's spicy.
There's all kinds of stuff in there.
It's spicy.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Does it have sort of some
you're
Indian...
You're not going to hurt my feelings, I promise.
Does it have Indian flavors?
I don't know
flavors?
If this is yours or not.
Well, you
I don't
know
either.
Now.
I can see it.
It's spicy. It's a little bit dry, but I like the flavors of it.
Right.
What's the spices in it?
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Is it
garlic,
curry?
Curry powder.
I like the
turmeric.
Curry. See, and the turmeric gives it a really cool color, too. Mm, very nice.
It's kind of dry, though.
Hey, shut up. I actually brought more of the stuff to make it moist, but then I didn't put it on there.
What's it called, the stuff?
The sambar.
Sambar?
I brought sambar, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I have some out in the other room if you would like
it. Is it liquid?
Yeah.
What is it made out of?
It's like lentils, tomato, green chilies,
okay,
onion.
I would dump chicken. Some of that on there right now.
No.
All right. Okay. I this is a very interesting one. This is the most interesting one I've ever tasted, actually. Okay.
Still right. Not as good as number one,
could
though,
be
right?
Poison. You never know.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Here comes number... Mate. By the way, you're listening to the Bobby Flay judging the stuff off segment of our show.
I have two to go, and I'm still speaking.
All right. Okay. Here is number four.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. This one is very minced.
Okay. It's almost cat food looking.
Yeah.
I like cat food. Speaking of cat food, please buy Made by Nacho. My cat food company. This one is moister, and that's a good thing. A little one note, I would say, in flavor. Like, I'm looking for, like...
Maybe you should take some more bites.
No!
I think I'm good. I think I'm very good.
I see more Calabrian chilies in there.
There looks like some kind of red chili in there for sure.
I see chorizo, too.
I know. It seems like everything is... Everybody basically did the same stuffing.
No, just two of us.
It's like... So, it's like everybody's using sausage. I don't think you use sausage, did you?
I did not use sausage.
Okay. Not that I know which one is yours.
Right.
The turmeric one did not have sausage in it. Okay. Moving on.
Whoa. Didn't seem to like that one.
Wow. All right.
I just put wow next to it.
Okay. And here's, wow, is this the final one?
This is the final one.
This is the final. This is the fifth one.
Okay. This one has, first look, it has, because it's important to describe what it looks like as well. Presentation is important.
Right. The last one looked like cat food. This one looks like.
This one looks like.
Dog food?
Alpo.
No. It's very one. It doesn't have it's
bleak.
Yes, thank you.
Hopeless.
It really is. It's kind of gray and doesn't have any color.
Wait, did Danielle not make one?
No, I'm home. How could I have made one?
That is seriously, I cannot believe she stayed home today. I could have predicted this.
Could I? Do you want me to come and give you the flu?
Yes.
Okay. Hey,
Scotty B, I don't know if this is yours, but he says it looks kind of gray.
I don't think that one's mine.
Okay.
It is. It's sort of one sort of.
Did you taste
color?
It?
Yes. It's a little bit. It's a little bit dry, but actually, it's pretty good. I have to say, you guys have really stepped up your game. I'm not just saying that. The game has been stepped up.
Huh.
In the Elvis Duran in the Morning kitchen.
Well, we Elvis.
Yes, Froggy.
Let me tell you how this is so obvious. So the first one was Nate. The second was Elvis. The third was Gandhi. The fourth was Scary. And the fifth was Scotty. That's how, like non-evasive. Like, everybody knows exactly who it is because everybody's led the witness as he's tasted each individual one.
I don't think that'll matter. No, he's going to be honest with you. All right, he's going to tabulate the votes.
The sambar has entered the room if you want to try it again. Ooh, with God. Some sambar on it.
If only it was there when he was judging.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry! That's fine.
Bobby, didn't Scotty just tell you how much you love the Christmas movie?
All right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I did.
All right, we got to take a break.
My Christmas movie, One Delicious Christmas.
Hey, everyone, we have to take a break.
Discovery Plus.
Calm down.
Oh my God, Bobby Flay is on your show. I have developed the biggest crush on him over the last 6 months. Every night before I go to sleep, I watch Beat Bobby Flay, and my husband gets so mad. And today he's on your show. I watched 2 episodes last night, and I just want to say, oh my God, I love you, Bobby. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I love you. My name's Lindsay. I love you. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
There you go.
Wow.
A talk back.
Wait, can you run that one more time?
Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, Beat Bobby Flay, tonight's the night, because at 9 o'clock on the East Coast, Food Network gives you the holiday throwdown of Beat Bobby Flay.
Last week it premiered. The ratings have been great. I mean, people love holidays on Food Network. You know, it's so fun. And it's the great thing about it is, like, it's a bunch of Food Network hosts and chefs on the show, so it's so fun.
Good morning, Lisa. Say good morning to Bob Flay.
Oh, my God.
What up?
Hi, Bobby Flay and Z100 Morning Zoo. I love you guys so much.
Zoo. Oh, my God, Zoo. Oh.
I know. I've been listening since I'm 11, and I'm now 37.
Yeah. Now the great grandkids listen to me. Hey, so Lisa saw your film, One Delicious Christmas, Bobby.
What'd you think, Lisa? Be honest.
I thought it was absolutely amazing. I think you're so perfect for the camera. I can't profess my love like the previous message. I'm engaged. I'm sorry. I can't profess my love. But I thought it was so wonderful, and I just love all the yummy, delicious meals that were presented in the movie.
Wow.
And I'm definitely going to be making that smoky apple cider margarita like ASAP for Christmas.
I love that people actually got inspired to cook things from the movie. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I love to cook. I really, I grew up in an Italian family, and my goodness, I've watched all of your shows, and you're just a genius. You're a legend. I love it.
Wow.
And I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Thank you so much. Can we take another call?
Your ego didn't need more snacks, but it got it.
I work in the city. I always hope to run into you one day, but I'll take this at the very least.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Are you a big Christmas movie fan?
A huge Christmas movie. I've already started watching Christmas movies.
Yeah, no, it's tis the season. We are here. Well, thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, I thank you so much for taking my call, Elvis, Danielle, everybody on the team. I love you guys
so much. Well, thank you. You know what? We're about to have some bloodshed in the studio because Bobby is about to choose the winners and losers in our stuff off.
There's no losers.
Somebody lost.
There will be. All right, Lisa, thank you so much. And One Delicious Christmas. I love the One Delicious Christmas trailer. Let's see if you can hear Mr. Bobby Flay.
The holidays at this hotel.
Give my regards to the chef.
Are about to get shaken up. To win rave reviews.
Tom Kingsley, the famous food critic?
I guess I've been spotted.
Don't care how he looks.
I care how he cooks.
And featuring Food Network's Bobby Flay.
They had just a lovely meal.
One Delicious Christmas.
That's my acting voice.
I love it. I think that's awesome.
Do you really?
I really do think it's fun. I mean, it's fun to do something that you don't do every day.
Yeah. It was so. I was agonizing over it. I'll be honest. I was stressed out. Oh, totally.
Well, good. That's part of the fun.
Totally.
Oh, here come our stuffings.
Here come the stuffings.
They've been ravaged.
They seem to multiply on their own.
Wow. I know. You guys went out there and ate it all. It was crazy.
I had to sample. I had to sample the competition, if you know what I'm saying.
You didn't order any breakfast sandwiches this morning instead?
No, this is it.
Wow.
This is it. All right. We're about to find out. A little nervous.
Okay. How do you want to do this, Nate?
You should do 5, 4, 3, and then the winner.
543.
Oh, I think you should do the opposite.
Yeah, but how do we know which is what? Oh. How does the listener know which is which one?
Because you tell them.
So I'm going to tell them each one? Oh, my God. Did you think about this?
No.
No, this is how we roll.
Danielle, you see what happens when you're not here?
Sorry.
Well, number one was Nate. Number two was Elvis. Number three was Gandhi. Number four was Scary. And number five was Scotty B.
Okay. So let's start.
Just do it any way you want.
Okay. Number five.
Okay.
I just want to say this. It's just an honor to be nominated.
Okay.
Number five. Was Scary's girlfriend.
Oh my God. I've heard that before.
Robin, did you hear this, Robin? So,
you should have made it yourself.
So Robin made your stuffing.
Absolutely. And
so now, because of this loss, you don't have to take credit for it.
I love Robin so much, and the fact that she's been with Scary for 74 years is just an amazing thing.
What was wrong with it, as you recall?
There wasn't anything wrong with it. I just think, honestly, I'm saying this, the competition this year was the best it's ever been. You okay. guys, wow. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
The stuffings were really, really good and very diverse. I thought they were cool.
I got the popular vote outside with everybody else.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Actually, you didn't, but okay.
Actually,
oh, my God.
Can
you just acknowledge? Scary's saying that Robin made it because he lost. Had he won, it would have been his stuffing. We know that.
Right. And by the way, the People's Choice Award clearly does not go to you. So don't.
Robin, I know. Don't. Robin, thank you for trying, but there's a ring on the way home.
And now we move to number...
I love you, Bobby.
There you go. That was last place. Scary's stuffing. Oh, now, moving to
number four, moving up the ladder, is Scotty.
Oh, yeah. That gray matter?
Wow, I went from number one last time to four.
No, Scott, but here's the deal. I mean, honestly, the only thing I will say is that I really love the flavor of it, but the color just was... It wasn't...
Bleak.
There should have been some carrots in there.
Carrots or... You know, these guys used a lot of chilies this year. Like, they really stepped up the game. I mean...
All right.
You have to evolve.
You shouldn't make fun of his. His beat yours.
Yeah, it did.
All right. And now, here we go. Third place.
Okay. So the next one, third place, is one that I felt to be very original and really maybe the most flavorful overall was Gandhi.
Yay! Right in the middle.
Talk about it.
It had lots of spices in it, spices that you don't necessarily see in stuffing, but that's what's great about Thanksgiving. You can really kind of, you can show your personal, you know, flavors, which
exactly.
I think is great.
So let me ask you this, Judge Play.
Yes.
Now, are you eating stuffings from a perspective of it standing alone or the thought of it mixing with the turkey and the mashed potatoes?
No.
And how it would fit in the middle?
This is standalone stuffing.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Thanks.
I could eat Gandhi's Indian-inspired stuffing by itself as a meal.
And I'll just say that Gandhi didn't know what stale bread was until this morning. So,
yes.
So that's...
I'm still not sure I know, so we should talk about this.
It's bread that is stale.
That makes sense, the way you say it.
You can make your own, you know.
Huh.
Out of fresh bread.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. Hold on. What is this? Okay, here we go.
Okay, and then, wait, what?
We had a text, but I'm not going
to
read it.
No, Duran, it's down to you and me.
Yeah.
God, please Duran. Let Elvis.
Oh, it is. It's down to Nate. Oh, and Elvis.
There we go.
And by the way, and our stuffings really don't have a lot in common, other than sausage.
Okay, and the winner is...
The winner of what? Second place?
The winner? No, the winner. Well, there's only two left, so the winner means that the other person comes in second.
Thank
Just
you,
Bobby. Make sure everybody understands that before I announce. I'm going to announce the winner of the Stuff Off 2022.
The grand-tasting winner.
The grand-tasted winner, right. And the winner is Elvis Duran.
His is better.
It was the cornbread move. The cornbread move. It was a strong move to the hoop.
Nice. Good job.
I still think...
Also, I'll get invited back now.
Elvis and I had similar recipes.
But you didn't.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Wait, did she use cornbread in it?
No.
What did she use?
She used stale bread.
I will show you the recipe that she used out of the New York Times.
Out of the New York Times?
Yeah.
Really?
With the Calabrian chilies. I use Calabrian chilies in my tune, but I thought my bread to flavor ratio was a little too heavy.
Did you buy the cornbread at Whole Foods?
No, I made the cornbread.
And then you made it, and you staled it after that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I took bread.
That's a lot of effort.
I took bread cubed. It was like a sourdough, and I took the box of cornbread mix and make cornbread. Then I put them all together on a pan and I put them in the oven at 250
right.
degrees.
Just make it stale.
For like 45 minutes.
Dry it out.
Okay,
wow.
Okay. So mine was obviously very good. But yes, you're compelled to give Elvis the crown.
Yes. So, I have to say yours was very good though, Nate.
What was so good about?
Oh, God.
tell me why I'm pretty.
I think that's fair.
No, you would have actually won, but the cornbread was the winning move. It was actually, I mean, I could have picked you the one, but it's Elvis' show.
Yeah.
So
No.
Yes.
I don't want to win because it's my
okay,
show.
Okay, you won because it was good.
Okay.
That's and Danielle, funny. You came in sixth place.
Yay! Not even there.
You know what you should have done? You should have just brought in your lasagna that you make for Thanksgiving. Yeah. You would have won.
It's so right. good.
You would have said, this is my stuffing. I'd be like, wow.
Wait, hold on. We have another talk back. By the way, if you listen to us on the iHeart app, you can push that microphone and talk to us. Here's now a break in the action for something about nacho cat food.
Wow.
Named after Bobby Flay's
made
cat.
By Nacho.
Nacho.
I wanted to tell Bobby that my cat was sick and she wasn't eating. So I got her some of that nacho cat food, and she loved it. But then she died, and now I'm stuck with half a box of this freaking bougie cat food. But it's good. I mean, it's a good product. It works. Thank you, Bobby.
I think that's a glowing. I think that's a glowing endorsement.
Oh my God.
It's a glowing endorsement.
Well, here's what I think she should do with the cat food. Okay. Let me tell you something. We get so many stories of people saying that, like, you know, their cats weren't eating or they weren't feeling well, and then they eat Made by Nacho and they feel better.
And then they die. And that,
well, I think, obviously, there was an issue there, but Made by Nacho, she should take the Made by Nacho food that she has left over and give it to one of the rescue shelters.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
I would sell
you
it to
come
the,
up with a new flavor called Cat's Last Supper.
I would sell it to the local exterminator.
Listen, let me tell you something. Nacho's killing the game, okay?
I mean, Bobby Flay is making more money off his cat food.
That's right.
And you should. And I think it's that, you know what? And Nacho is a very important part of your life. You have several cats now,
I have
don't
not.
You?
I don't have several. I have two cats.
You just made himself
I have
like a
Nacho
cat lady.
And I have Stella.
Well, wait a minute. Stella must feel bad because you don't have any cat food named after her.
Well, I mean, she's working on the accessories.
All right.
Okay. So she's like the Kylie of, you know.
Oh, okay. I got you.
She has her own airplane.
Exactly.
Let me clarify.
Backpacks.
That listener's beloved pet did not pass away from eating nacho food.
She actually Bobby gave it a nice
still
endorsement.
The cat food game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she said, but she said, and now she has like a half.
I love how she called it bougie food.
What? It's just good for you. I mean, come on. We have good cat food.
I eat it every day, Bobby.
Wait. So. Was the People's Choice winner the same as the winner?
Oh no, we haven't given the People's Choice. How do we choose?
Who
the
are the people?
Everybody out there. Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. Deanna. Who's People's Choice award? Who gets the People's Choice award? Which one did you like?
I liked yours the best, Elvis. I'm not even just saying that. I mean it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. That, first of all, you're signing her paycheck, so let's just call it what it is.
I'm not the boss. Allie, who'd you like?
I like Gandhi's.
Like Gandhi's?
Hey, see, I thanks, Allie.
See, I like Gandhi's. I'll tell you what.
Gandhi took the most risks, and you have to give her a lot of credit for that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to say it. I mean, what the hell was that?
It's baby hot sauce.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you. Keep plugging the Instagram.
I love that we all came in with our own idea of what it should be, except for Scary.
And, Scary, I want to hang out with you tonight when you go home.
Definitely don't want to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh. All right. We have lots to cover here. Beat Bobby Flay, the holiday throwdown, which I'm assuming it's including holiday type cuisine.
Like, correct.
What are we cooking tonight?
Yeah, what's the food?
What is we? What who's on tonight?
Tonight is stuffed.
How you turn that on?
Stuffed meat. What?
Huh?
Things that are stuffed.
Things that are stuffed.
Yes, are stuffed. So it's actually very apropos for the stuff off.
Spell apropos.
No.
APR. It's funny. I spelled it this morning for some reason. APR.
For some reason.
Apropos. It's POS at the end.
POS.
Yeah. We could say.
Now it's a spelling bee?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, the Indian will definitely win this one.
You can do it.
Let's do it.
I loved all the stuffings except for Scary's.
Actually, Scary's wasn't bad either. I mean, I have to say, it was all really good. I'm really disappointed about how good it was. It's really good.
What, Nate?
I just say, this has been my favorite day of the year. This has been the most fun I've had on this show in a year. Not to say the rest of the show sucked, but this was a lot of fun.
Do you want to have me back at some point or no?
All the time.
Bobby's great.
We've had some great fun shows of late, though. We've really been hitting it out of the park.
Really? Is Chef Lateef showing up? I thought he was going to show up.
Oh, no.
He knows you're in the building.
Oh, he does? Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
Is he? Careful. Oh, he's in the kitchen?
Hey, so do you have any other thoughts about...
He's in the local kitchen?
He's in the kitchen. What are your thoughts about getting ready, geared up for the holidays and cooking for friends and this and that? I mean, what's your number one... This is a BS question. Who cares?
Were you going to ask it?
What's the number one piece of advice you have for anyone and everyone who made the mistake of inviting 10 relatives over for lunch?
I'll tell you exactly. Forget about the, like, this. I can give you plenty of tips of how to, like, you know, cook things and get things ready. But I think organization is really, this is serious. Organization is really important. If you're going to have a bunch of people over, like, I don't make dessert and I don't get the wine. So what I do is I assign people. And I tell them what kind of dessert I want. So, like, I won't say just bring dessert because then I'll have 15 pumpkin pies. So you say, you get a pumpkin dessert, you bring a fruit dessert, you bring a chocolate dessert, and then white wine or red wine, and then you just assign people, and then dessert and the wine is taken care of. Then you can just do all the savory food.
But also, there are many, many meals or dishes we serve at Thanksgiving and around the holidays that you can make ahead. I mean, mashed potatoes can be made ahead.
They'll make mashed potatoes ahead.
Of course you can.
No, make the cranberry sauce ahead. Make the gravy ahead of time.
I love mashed potatoes in the oven with butter on top of them. You don't like that? You can't even win the stuff off, Nate.
Shut up, second place.
You like freshly done potatoes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, don't yell at me. Why are you so crazy?
What else can you do ahead of time?
Lasagna. You can make my lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
Ahead of time. Yeah.
I know, but like lasagna is not really part of most Thanksgivings. I mean, I guess in yours, it is.
I love lasagna.
I never heard of it until I came up here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I dig lasagna at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I dig lasagna, period. I just got the recipe from Danielle.
See?
She said to me, I put a lot of wine in it.
One cup for me, one cup for the lasagna. Bobby, we always love when you come to see us.
My pleasure.
Today, I know you're probably going to have to go home and miss your hair appointment. You may have to take a nap.
I have to get a haircut.
Because I can't even see hair.
What do you mean you can't even see? I have plenty of hair here.
That's why he has his hat on.
Yeah, that's why his hat's on.
Well, it's early in the morning. I mean, you know, it's like...
So in the day of Bobby Flay, you get your hair cut at 10. So by 11, you're out doing what? What are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
Meetings.
I have a bunch of meetings. I'm actually going to London tonight.
Whoa. Fun.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Funden.
Yes, exactly.
Are you staying in a hotel there?
I'm only going there for a day.
What?
Wow.
Nice.
That sounds stressful.
And then you're flying back here?
Yeah, I'm looking for an apartment.
Oh,
in London?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're going to leave us here?
No, I'm not leaving you.
Oh, another one.
Why are you looking for an apartment in London?
I just love Europe so much, and London is, it's only 6 hours from New York.
Right.
Which is a really, you know, as close as you can get. And also, like, I love going to different places in Europe, and when you're in London, you can go to any place you want, basically, in 90 minutes.
Now, is it because of tax issues that you have to move?
Not at all.
Running away from someone trying to serve you papers? Are you being served?
Those sneakers are worn out.
With that said, thank you for coming in.
We
love you. By the way, the Food Network tonight at 9 East Coast, it's Beat Bobby Flay, the holiday throwdown, things you can stuff as I use my fist. And also, don't forget to watch One Delicious Christmas.
On Discovery Plus.
Exactly.
Don't forget the cat food, Elvis. Don't forget the cat food.
Made by Nacho.
Aren't you also in the new season of Yellowstone? I could have sworn I saw you on a horse.
Yes, I'm in the new season. Yes. And also, you can check me out on White Lotus.
White Lotus is great.
Yes, exactly.
With that said, please make some noise for Bobby Flay.